Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. He's an NFL legend wearing a dope Terps hat this morning.
Woo!
Brian Mitchell. What up, B?
I'm good, brother. What's happening? This Terp hat gave me some luck.
Played well yesterday?
Let me just say, I was two down after two holes. And then I won the next six. So I was up 5-3-3.
On who, Leon?
Yeah.
Just beating the brakes off him.
Yeah, then he had emergency he had to leave for. I just let him off the bet yesterday.
Well, if he got an emergency and he can't press his way out of the hole.
He can't press your way out of that. You're down 5-3-3. You already dormy.
Aloha, dude.
On three of them.
You got to go aloha in that situation.
You got to go aloha nothing. Aloha hand.
You got to take the aloha if he offers.
No,
double,
I don't.
Double or nothing, everything.
No, I don't play them games. You can't get skull drug and then just going to get jumped out of it with a lucky hole. Nah, I ain't letting that happen.
You can't turn down an aloha, B.
Hey, I probably wouldn't have. You know why?
Because
I was working, baby.
He might not have.
Hey, when I can't miss the short grass, you could go aloha. You could go francais. You can do whatever you want to do. You could go wee wee. I don't care. Let's go for it.
All right. A lot of people have wanted to know when we get to hear from various people. So here's the schedule, folks. Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are going to talk at 3:45 today.
All right.
We're going to be in the media tent in Ashburn. Practice is at 4:15. I don't know. I think we're now back to normal practice times where we don't get to watch. Like, I think we're going to watch stretching and individuals, and then they're going to kick us out. Like, this is no longer training.
You don't have to think. That's what you know. This is regular season now. You don't get a chance to do it because as much as they didn't mind you giving them a lot of promotional aspects of it, now you know it's somebody that's going to be gung-ho in the media that would show the wrong thing. They ain't letting it happen.
Now, we thought we were going to talk to Terry McLaurin today. Seems like that may be moving. So stay tuned. I don't think people realize when you are working in pro football, when you are a media member working in pro football, life is TBD, baby. Things change.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, one thing, like, I've learned this over the years working with pro athletes. The reality is if, like, I used to, whenever I thought I had an interview locked in, I wouldn't tell my bosses about the interview until it was done.
Okay.
Because it's like, you never know what's going to happen, man. I remember at various times for various players having to wait around hours. So we're going to talk to Terry when we talk to Terry. Maybe that'll be this afternoon. Maybe it won't.
Maybe not.
I do expect him to be a full participant in practice.
Yeah.
We did get some details on the Terry McLaurin contract.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of folks were kind of waiting on it.
Wow.
The terms come in what I expected. And I think people that were reacting to the initial offer were overreacting. Rappaport had him this morning. The actual extension averages out to $29 million a year. If you listen to our program, we told you it wasn't going to get to 30. The fully guaranteed money at signing is $44 million, mm-hmm. which jumps to $50 million in April of 2027. So if you start to look at these things, like as the contract got later, I told you there'd be less guaranteed money, mm-hmm. and we're arriving at that landing point. The reality here was Washington made an offer, maybe inched it up a hair. This offer has been there, and I think, you know, Terry's side got to the finish line where it's like, all right, we got to get ready to play now. And they signed it. And Terry's just got a ton of cash into his bank account,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot more cash to come.
Yep.
And, you know, I
that's all that matters. I mean, the amount of money, like, this is the money that's going to go into the account by the end of next year. The 30 is in there now. 27 plus be in it again. That all money was moved up quicker than it would have been. So they're going to be the people trying to say, oh, he didn't win it. Who cares? Both of them won. You got a guy for an extension that's going to be relatively team friendly, and he got an extension that got more money in his account than he was going to get. So both people came out on top.
That's
all that matters.
Right. And like, I know that there are a lot of folks that are really caught up in the numbers. We did, when I was on Channel 4 the other day, you know, like we do our B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day. They do a poll, like it updates throughout the newscast.
Uh-huh.
And the question was, this is when Terry signed on Monday. The question was, you know, how do you feel about the Terry McLaurin contract? And the options were like, say it was ecstatic, happy. One of the options was overpaid, and a bunch of people were saying overpaid. And I don't know that I'm supposed to do this at Channel 4, but I started yelling. And I was like, you don't know what the real numbers are. He's not being overpaid. Like, the initial offer
even
is never the real
number.
Even if the
numbers
number.
Were exactly 32 a year, he's not overpaid.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand those people who think they have the damn right to say someone is overpaid. Hell, the people that said he's overpaid, they're probably overpaid in their damn job. Let's be true.
Right.
I mean, half the people that have jobs that like to talk about athletes and their money, you're not very good at your own damn job. Let's stop it. Please.
Well, I also think it's like, I understand if people were concerned about what the money could have been 3 years from now if Terry's 33. But you also got to keep in mind, the cap will be significantly higher in 3 years.
The cap will be significantly higher.
Like, they're making $1 billion from YouTube now. Like, all that revenue gets shared.
Bro, my thing is, if he comes out this year, balls, comes out next year, balls. I know what everybody, no one is going to say his age if he's balling, right? No one. So my hope is that, when I find out that people are not necessarily fans, they're antagonists. That's all they are. So I hope this dude comes out and ball like he did last year, this year. And I hope the same thing happened next year. And I hope that he's still balling when he come up on that third year. And you know what they say? Oh, let us give you another extension. It's going to be a smaller salary, but we're going to give you some money up front right now. It's both team-friendly and player-friendly, right?
Yep.
That's what I hope. That's a fan. So all these people that try to sit up here and tell me, I'm the biggest fan, I'm a true fan. No, you're not. You just want to be able to say what the hell you want to say. I don't want nobody to tell you something about it. But I have a problem with it, and I'm going to tell everybody about it. I don't care if you on this side of the mic or the other side of the mic. If you say dumbass stuff, I'm going to tell you something about it.
There you have it. They got the roster down to 53 on the active yesterday. The practice squad will get finalized at 1 o'clock today, I believe is the time. There's a Nats game today, so you'll be listening to Nats radio. But I have some thoughts just about the initial roster cuts. Not a lot. The big news was made last week when they traded Brian Robinson to San Fran. Like, that was the only real surprise to me of this offseason, and that became a lot less surprising when it became relatively obvious it was happening, I would say. It became obvious. Standing kind of reported it early, said it was a possibility, and then you started to like hear different things when they didn't play him Monday night against the Bengals. I think I tweeted out, he's not playing means he's not staying. Like, that was when things were done. And then eventually we find out he didn't come to the game, and then he wasn't at subsequent practices. That was like your big surprise of this training camp season. Terry, frankly, did exactly what I expected. I got a picture of it. Sean Yancey, who you know, Sean's the best. This was like 3 weeks ago. I was doing Channel 4, and she asked us on air to make a prediction when Terry would sign. And Unyang, God love her, predicted like July 10th. Like, she just wanted it done.
She wanted it done. She doesn't care.
My guess was August 24th. Terry signed August 25th. So that was really my – what happened with Terry is what I expected.
Yeah.
And kind of what I was told throughout the process, this is going to get done. The numbers you hear are crazy. Don't listen to them. It'll get to the finish line, and it'll be team-friendly and Terry-friendly, and everybody can move forward. So
that's the old saying, shoot for the moon, and even if you miss, you end up among the stars. You always ask for more than you're willing to settle for. So this is where I have a problem with most people. When a guy normally asks for something and he end up getting a deal, and it's normally less than what you asked for. Normally it is. That's normally right where you wanted to be or where you thought you would be. If you have very, very smart people around it, they always ask for astronomical things, knowing that you're going to come somewhere. There's a asking point, an offering point, and a settling point. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So if you go for if I was like playing ball today and I want 10, I'm asking for 15, maybe 16 and a half. They may come in and say 8. If we end up getting that 10, I'm satisfied. The rest of the people could say what the hell they want to say, because you don't even know what my honeypot was. You get what I'm saying? Let's go to the honeypot now.
You love the honeypot.
Okay. So if I have a number that will satisfy me and my family, I don't care what you say and think. And the problem is, I understand, listen, man, fans, you all make this thing go. But you know what? You don't have control over everything. You want respect, give respect to the same people that you want respect from, and this thing will work out better. But you get fan and media people who want to sit up here and say what you want, and then when you want something done, you want them to bow down to you and give you everything you want. To hell with that. I've been dealing with this a long time. I did media while I played, and I knew how to deal with people. And you know what I do a lot when I talk to players individually? I let them know who the asses are on this side of the mic, on this side of the job. So be careful with them and watch them.
Yeah, I mean, players know also.
Well, they know, but you can help them out a lot, too. So right. That I have said, my job is to help educate fans and players, and I damn sure try.
I want to get into roster, just my thoughts on the roster, and I'm curious yours as well. But I before we get to that, obviously, really sad news yesterday. Yes. Rick Snyder passed away. Rick is a guy that had covered...
I mean, I was playing.
Yeah. I mean, when did you first meet Rick?
Oh, it was way back, man. You know, I would see Rick all the time. And the thing of it is, like, let's see, people have their way, whether it's good or bad. But the one thing I love about Rick, he was consistent in what he was. He didn't go wishy-washy and change up for folks. So you have to respect that. You know, we talked to the coach yesterday about Pete Mayhurst, same way. But when you listen, bro, I don't have to agree with everything a person does, but I can highly respect the hell out of somebody. And I think that's how I was with both of those guys, where they stuck by who they were. So you get to know who they are, and you judge a person based off of what they consistently are. People that are one person one day and another person the next day, to hell with you. I don't give a damn about you.
Rick was always himself. I shared many sideline, many a press box when I was – you know, new covering the team. He was cool and kind. You know, I remember as a kid, funny. I'm going back through my DMs with Rick now. look, I might get emotional here.
Hey, man, let it flow.
When we announced,
that's when you know your man, let it fly.
When we announced we were starting the radio show, B, he sent me a note. He said, "Congrats, JP. Don't let Brian push you around. He's really a softy. When you need a guest to say Brian should be in the Hall of Fame, I'm around."
Rick, why was Rick trying to put my business out there? So you and Rick the same people putting my business out there. I'm not a softy.
Yeah,
I respect people until I'm disrespected.
gosh, May 15th, 2020.
Man, that's a long time.
He sent me a note. Congrats on the Emmy. You do good work. Old newspaper man in you. Once upon a time, I was a writer. You know, gosh, this is, I shouldn't have pulled this up on the air.
Yeah, we need to see this side of you.
You know, Rick was very kind and he didn't always have to be. I remember as a kid, you know, this really was, especially for football coverage, a two newspaper town. And the Post was always the lead dog, but the Times football coverage was excellent. And, you know, Rick drove that coverage. It was him and Elfin for a long time, and then Rick was a columnist. You know, gosh, now I'm getting back to when Tandler passed. Good God here. I think, you know, what Tandler would tell you is Snyder gave him a chance. Rich Tandler was like an uncredentialed media member. Hmm. He was kind of just a fan with a blog and then was able to break through. Was able to break through because I believe, if I have my facts right, Snyder got him credentialed for this Warpath magazine that he used to run.
Okay.
and it was, you know, he was, there's a lot of gatekeeping in media. And it's like, I always say the NFL is a self-preservation league, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guys want to stay in the league as much as they can.
Media is too.
Media is the same. There's a lot of gatekeeping and one thing I've never tried to do in my career is be a gatekeeper. Like, if people have opinions and you value them, like, interact. Like, I was a blogger. I was a podcaster. Like, my path wasn't necessarily traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people that were cool with that, and there were people that pushed back along the way. That certainly happened, too.
Rick, hey, you know, I dealt with that.
Rick
people
was
got old. Mad at me. I was in the media longer than them. I've been in the media longer than most guys have been living, and they have to try and the nerve to try and tell me, well, you were a player. Yeah, but I've been doing this longer than your ass been living. You need to learn something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't just play. I played, but I was able to jump to this side and been doing this since 1992. It's a long damn time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the thing of it is, when you see someone coming along with a certain level of talent, you offer your wisdom. You offer information. You offer ideas. You offer your help. If they just poo-poo it, then let them go and learn how to swim on their own. But those that seem to offer the help and you listen to them, listen, guys aren't trying to help you just for the hell of it. They telling you what works and what doesn't. You know?
Yeah.
But a lot of younger people think they invented the damn wheel. You ain't invent no wheel, dude.
April 14th, 2017. JP, sorry to hear of your father's passing. My dad died in 1989, and still hardly a day goes by that I don't think about him. He thought football was dumb. We watched one Redskins game together on TV, Super Bowl VII loss. But a couple years ago, I was driving home after finally being cleared from skin cancer and found myself singing my dad's favorite country song that I hated. Suddenly realized dad came by to make sure I was okay. So they're still with us, and I hope you have good memories of him. Saying the same thing about you now, Rick. Safe home, man.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Thanks for everything.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You know what sucks? Getting a cold in the summertime. I'll tell you that much. Sucks. Shout out to DayQuil. Let's do this, B.
Yo.
I want to run through roster thoughts. Sam Cosmi goes to the IR. There was like...
That was all planned
a out. Little bit of performative theater from DQ throughout the summer. I think sometimes people take stuff too seriously when a coach just isn't ruling something out. Like, what's he supposed to say? And why?
He was saying if he mysteriously is healthy enough to play, hell, we're going to play him. But if not, we're going to use every tool we have in place.
So I said this already. To me, the surprise was B-Rob getting traded. That happened, 10 days ago now.
Yep.
Terry getting done was...
Once they made the moves that they made, we knew that was going
to
happen.
Terry getting done was never a surprise to me.
Nope.
So then you look at what happened yesterday. It's really important to keep in mind that what happened yesterday is not necessarily... Like, your actual 53 is the group that will take the field next Wednesday when it's the first day of practice of Giants week.
Mm-hmm.
That's your real 53. There's going to be a lot of moving parts over the next week. What day is today? Wednesday? Exactly a week. A lot of moving parts. The surprises to me, and these are, I'm not applying any connotation, positive or negative, just things that I noticed, right? I wanted to start with Eddie Goldman. I was a little surprised Eddie Goldman was on the final roster. I don't think, had the best preseason. He was a little slimmer than I expected, which is probably good for his health. But clearly they like the size of Eddie Goldman.
I actually liked Eddie. You know, when you watch Eddie took on a lot of double teams, and he has that little knack of doing this, grabbing those jerseys and not allowing them to get up on the linebackers. I watched a lot of the games, and I know people looked at they got bigger, what was happening? A lot of those second, third string linebackers weren't filling the damn hole.
Right.
You know, my job is to take on the double team or feel and make a big clog right here. You're supposed to fill the gap.
Sure.
They weren't filling them. That wasn't his fault. So I thought he played well.
I thought Jalen Holmes showed good enough in real games last season and had a good camp, but I don't think that's an apples-to-apples comp. Jalen Holmes gets released. I was texting with some folks yesterday, and they were also a little surprised Jalen Holmes got released, but he's a D-end, and basically the arrival of Von Miller was pretty bad news for Jalen Holmes.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean Holmes can't get to the practice squad. I won't be surprised if that happens at all. Cleveland Farrell gets released. That was not a surprise.
No. But think about,
if you look at when he was playing in the preseason, they were
telling
you. Yeah,
you're true about that. But the thing about Holmes, if he ends up to the practice squad, that answers the questions about what you're thinking. If nobody else come and grab him, then hell, how good did he play in the preseason? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's something you can look at as well.
Just sticking with the D-line, for Goldman, I feel like it was kind of a fight with Sheldon Day or Carl Davis, depending what you thought there. Those are both guys that gave you snaps last season. I think clearly they think there's another gear Goldman can hit compared to those two dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at some point, that's just the
reality. Well, then again, having Goldman doing the things he was doing this preseason with a Bobby Wagner on the field, a Frankie Louvu, I think those guys will hit those gaps.
Not necessarily a surprise, but I'm happy for Chris Paul making the roster. I thought when he started at guard in the Bengals game, the second preseason game, was really pretty telling that they of what they wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the reality why I'm happy for Chris Paul, he's a seventh rounder going into the last year of his rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
So folks understand the last year of a rookie deal is when these guys make by far the most money of their deal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of seventh rounders to get to the last year of their deal. And I'm just happy for him. That's a dude that I think really worked hard on his body. I think he looks stronger now than he ever has. And that's the natural progression. You should look stronger in year four in the NFL.
He plays. I mean, the thing about him.
Dense, baby.
I know when they said that, when they made that comment, he's dense. You know, and I think you got to know exactly what they're talking about. They're talking about he's a very, very thick guy and it's hard to move him.
Right.
And when you watch him on the field, it's hard to move him.
Right.
You know, so the whole thing about it, if the guy is hard to move and he moves other people, well, that's the best thing for a running back.
Yeah, man. Just on, like, some of this is a human level. Like, I know Chris. I like Chris. I was happy he made the roster because he gets a nice little payday here.
Mm-hmm.
Next surprise or comment, thought, Keho made it. I was really happy for Keho.
Yeah.
I thought
because when he got his opportunity, he made the best of it.
I thought that would be a roster squeeze situation just because, you know, they gave Ballore an extension. He wasn't going anywhere. They just drafted Medrano. But on their roster, technically, I'm counting to be sure I'm correct, they kept seven linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that seems really odd, but keep in mind they're listing Von Miller as a linebacker.
Yeah,
He's a pass rusher, but you want to call him an OLB, that's fine by me. But still, keeping six linebackers throughout this camp, I think, similar to Tyler Owens last year, within 2 weeks of camp, you knew Tyler Owens was on the 53. He just played at a speed and a pace that you immediately noticed, right?
Yep.
And in this camp, that was Bill. That was Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Like, he played with a speed and a vision and the jump cut ability that you knew, all right, this dude's going to be on the roster. Like, this dude could play right away.
Yeah. He's raw.
Outside of Bill, though, I don't know that a lot of guys forced their way on the roster, really, until Keho's performance in that third preseason game. I think that game cemented, you got to keep this kid around.
Yeah. I think Tyler Owens, what he did early last year, was amazing. And then when he got in the game, he kind of got a little quiet. But then he came back this year, and he was still making plays. Like, he was like, okay, I figured it out. And then this year, you heard the coaches still giving praise in that second year, which means that kid figured it out because he wasn't along the season the same guy as he was early in preseason and in training camp. But this year, he came back out and was like, remember me?
Yeah.
You know? And I think that makes a world of difference. So at that point, they were like, he gets it. And when you look at a guy with that size and that speed, the things the possibilities are amazing. So just hoping that he can fulfill it.
Happy for Keho. You always like an undrafted guy to make your 53. Next question for me, B. There was a serious debate if they're going to keep three quarterbacks. I don't think there was ever really much confusion over which three those would be.
Yeah.
You know, 5 and 18 are pretty well cemented, I would say.
Totally.
I don't think Hartman was going to make the active. But, hey, are we going to keep Josh Johnson? That was a real question, I think.
He was here the whole training camp.
They signed him months ago.
And
he was here minicamp. He was
the
here.
The fact that Mariota missed a lot. You want a veteran to be able to step in. No, he's not Jaden. But he's been around long enough where he would understand what to do. You didn't want to make the other guy the third guy because very good possibility he have to play. And at this point, he's not ready.
Yeah, dude. I wonder if Mariota's fully healthy, if he had a different summer in training camp, if Johnson makes the roster. But you know what? He's not fully healthy. So Johnson made the roster. Not a surprise necessarily, but I don't know that will last throughout the season. We'll see. No surprises, four running backs, four tight ends. But like eventually you gotta create some space. If you're keeping three quarterbacks and four running backs and four tight ends, they end up only going with five wideouts.
Five wideouts and five corners.
Yeah, I think the five corners, five safeties to me were pretty much a done deal. It means Ja'Cory Brooks does not make the active. I like Brooks. I like the athleticism. I like the tools. But he didn't force his way on the team.
No, he didn't force his way, but
he showed.
I think he showed a lot, but I think right now he was in the top six, the top five playing. I believe that totally.
Over Luke?
Hell yeah. But he wasn't drafted. And that's understandable. But Luke's going to have to make some steps and some strides. Because if he makes our practice squad, he's going to keep raising eyebrows.
One thing that has been interesting, specific to McCaffrey, is how the coaching staff talks about him. Like, whether they're saying it or they believe it, what they say is really strong.
See, what I said to you just earlier this week, they may have criteria where he needs to hit certain marks. And if he's hitting those, I can understand them saying, okay, he's going where we want him to go. There may be other guys that may be hitting those marks and doing better things. But if a guy I drafted is hitting the criteria or making the strides that I think, then I stick with it. But then that gets to a point, too, where you're like, okay, I don't need you to just reach that mark I set. I need you to exceed them sometimes.
It's going to be interesting. You'd really like to see some development, including some productivity for a top 100 pick. Similarly, zero surprise, Sennett made it. I think Sennett has contributed more on the field in games than Luke has. Not that either of those bars are particularly high, but Sennett's also a tough guy. You're not losing much when he's on the field. He's not the blocker Bates is. He's not the receiver, the route runner Ertz is, but he could play. I remember rookie camp last year. And rookie camp, for those that have never attended one, is really, really a stretch to extrapolate much from. Because you generally have, call it, six or seven draft picks, then maybe another six or seven UDFAs that they've signed to contracts. But then you have 30 tryout players that, by and large, aren't going to be in the NFL.
Yep.
I remember rookie camp watching Yankoff last year, and I was like, that dude's got something. The athletic gifts. I mean, he's got a lot. So I wasn't surprised by the four backs, the four tight ends.
Yeah.
I think Brooks just got caught up in a roster squeeze. I will not be shocked at all if he ends up landing on the practice squad this afternoon.
When you look at the offensive linemen, though, most of those guys are versatile. They made it.
So the one offensive lineman that stood out to me was George Fant making the roster.
Mm-hmm. Veteran.
And I just wonder. I talked to an NFL vet a couple weeks back, and he's like, yeah, man, I just don't feel like signing until late August. Like, if you've played 9, 10, 11 years in the NFL and you're not signed, they know a call's coming. They know teams are checking in with their agent.
They already probably told them, check back with me a little bit later on because I'm not into it right now, dog.
Right. And I think Fant making the roster after being signed, I think, less than a week ago, is pretty indicative of this is a veteran that knows what he's doing in the league, and he when he gets here, he'll be ready. He's on the roster. Yep. Like, I wonder, the first George Fant conversation, if you told me that was in May, I would not be surprised.
Yeah, and the thing about him, I think you get a guy, a veteran tackle, can probably play multiple positions as well. So
he can at least go both sides.
Yeah, when you get that, then you got 9 offensive linemen, but in essence, you got 12, 13 of them. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
continue with roster thoughts in a minute. Brian, I did just get an email from the bank telling me there's a federal holiday coming up. So the bank will be closed.
Mm.
You know what that federal holiday is?
What is it?
Labor Day, dog.
Yeah,
we're off on Monday. We be chilling. You be golfing.
Yo, you got it.
You know what the Labor Day holiday means? The Labor Day sale is here at Offenbacher's, and you don't want to miss it. Save big with huge price reductions on outdoor furniture, fire pits, hot tubs, and swim spas. Plus, this is a huge deal with interest rates where they are. Take advantage of free financing options. Fall's coming. We're getting a little taste of fall weather. Fire pit out back, bottle of red gives you a good chance. Telling you, Jeff, get a fire pit and a bottle of red wine, dog. But here's the other part with these swim spas. You don't have to stop swimming when summer ends. With a swim spa from Offenbacher's, you'll keep the fun going year-round. They're way more affordable than a pool and give you all the soothing benefits of a hot tub. You can crank the temperature up, crank it down. And this has Mrs. Finley very excited. Offenbacher's is now offering saunas. You can get an indoor one or you can get an outdoor one if you live in a little house like me. Maybe we make room for it outside. Plus, they have the infrared options, which I know a lot of folks are very into. You can go check out the saunas in the Annapolis and Herndon showrooms. Make this Labor Day unforgettable. Visit Offenbacher's in Annapolis, Gainesville, Herndon, and Rockville and create the backyard retreat you've always dreamed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Raymond Neal. So, B, Tuesday was first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
Monday night, we're getting the kids to bed. Hear this weird noise. You know, Lauren's got sensors all over our house. We had a leak. You know, I'm completely incompetent, and I just figured out to collect the water and dump it out, right? But this water sensor kept going off, kept Ainsley up, made the first morning of school quite an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
But I did what I do. I called my boys at Crop Metcalf. They sent Raymond Neal to my house yesterday. Dude was so cool. So, babe, our garbage disposal was screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you just like, I got one in the truck. Imagine casually being able to just install a new garbage disposal. That's something I will never do.
That's his job, Jay.
I know. But as I was talking to him, he's like, he was just so chill about it. He's like, I love the show, dog. So, shout out to Raymond. Hope you're listening right now.
What's up, Raymond?
Big fan of yours. So, appreciate you, Raymond. Appreciate your crop. I'm going to talk to Greenberg here in a few minutes. I did want to ask you, a lot is going around about the Commanders roster. And in the group chat, you had an interesting response. So the Commanders roster is the oldest in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's really a surprise. I think it kind of gets regurgitated now that they've made roster cuts.
Third or fourth time this has gone in the whole sports circle this offseason.
Right. Jimmy Kempski is a dude I'm friends with. But Jimmy is absolutely an agitator. He writes for the Philly Voice, and he likes, like, the Eagles, Commanders, social media fighting. Jimmy's in on it,
mm-hmm.
right? So Jimmy tweeted out, I've been calculating the average age of every team in the NFL at final cutdowns every year since 2012. So that's a 13-year sample.
Okay.
Maybe 14. The two oldest teams previously were the 23 Saints and the 2018 Raiders at an average age of 27.4 years old. The 2025 Commanders at 53-man cutdowns have an average age of 28.1. B, what was your response to that?
I said that the 1991 Redskins at the time, average age was 27.8, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they won the Super Bowl, and many people believe it's the best team ever. I've said over and over again, you're going to have young and old when you win a Super Bowl. It's not going to be all young. It's not going to be all old. And there are people on this team like Von Miller who pushed the age up but may play 25, 30% of the snaps. And in those 25, 30%, he may have a hell of an impact. But ultimately, the guys that are going to be playing are younger than he is. But people like to just throw that out there. My question is, why do they always talk about how old a team is? Do they ever tell you about the average age of the teams that won a Super Bowl? I think that would be more beneficial. And I believe a lot of the teams that win Super Bowls may not be at 27, 28. They damn sure were like 26.8, some of them, 25 point something. They were not the youngest teams in the league. You get what I'm saying? Do they ever say the youngest teams in the league normally don't have the greatest success? Do they ever put that number out there when they talk about that?
So, I don't know. Maybe Jeff can look up.
I'm just at a point where when the team that's the oldest is a team that you have a problem with because you're competing against them, I get sick and tired of talking about people's fears because that's what it is. If that older team wasn't your rivalry and they've gotten better at a lot of positions, you wouldn't be saying a damn thing about how old they are.
So for me, in the 2025 season, Terry McLaurin turns 30 in 3 weeks, call it.
Mm-hmm.
He turns 30 4 days after I turn 44. Terry hasn't missed a game in the last four seasons. Bobby Wagner is 35.
When the last time he missed a game?
Bobby hasn't missed a game, I think, since 2018. Honestly, I think it's that long back. Zach Ertz didn't miss a game last year. Those are, of the major contributors that are older, it's like Ertz, Wagner, Marshawn Lattimore turns, he's only 29, but he's missed a bunch of time.
Okay.
Like, Josh Johnson is 39 years old. That's going to drive your average way up.
Yep.
The plan is for him to never play. Tressway's your punter. He's one of the older players on the team. The specialists in the around the NFL tend to be older.
But they don't break all that down, Jay. But they just throw that number out there, and most people today just react to that number. If you were to specify what everything is, it'd be a total different look at it.
The only thing I will say related to the age, and I'm curious what you think of this, I don't see it an issue this season. The players are good. Injuries come for young players. Injuries come for old players. That's the will of the universe. Nobody has any idea how that stuff works. Now, if you have a repeatedly injured player, like Marshawn Lattimore is 29. Bobby Wagner's 35. Mm-hmm. I'm far more concerned about Lattimore missing time than I am Wagner. Yeah. And the age is fairly irrelevant there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Injuries can happen at any time. There are injury-prone players, but like they could be young or old, you know?
Yeah.
And then,
but I mean, they just throw the age out there. They don't say the age and they say, oh, they're going to be injured. They just throw an age out there, and we have multiple conversations about the older team. Who really cares? If the just throwing a number out there doesn't dictate anything to me. Because what I know is when I first got here at 21, 22 years old, and I went against the dude, Monty Coleman, that was 30-something years old, he was whipping my ass on a consistent basis.
Right.
He was fast. He knew all the techniques. I was a young, spry guy who didn't have a clue of what the hell was going on. So I'm annoyed by the analytical people who like to just throw numbers out there. And people just lose their minds when there's no context with it.
The only thing that I think the age debate matters is looking 2 years down the road, looking 3 years down the road.
We know most of these guys ain't going to be on this team in 2 years.
Right, but like that 91 team, and I'm not comparing this team to 91, absolute freight train, one of the best NFL teams ever. It was an older team. And they got old in a hurry. Now, then Gibbs quit and free agency hit. There's a million factors, but like, you got to be able to regenerate.
There was an NFC Championship game on right before the next year.
Right. 2 years later, though, it was 4-12. And then
2 years later, 4-12, Gibbs left and everything. But that's the whole thing about it.
I'm saying you got to be able to regenerate.
You got to regenerate. But okay, the Philadelphia Eagles were 25.6 years old this year when they just won the Super Bowl. 25.6 years old is kind of old to really think about it because they're talking about teams that are 26.2. That's not very much older than another team. It's how you bring it back the next year. Just throwing the number out there and leaving that number out there by itself means nothing.
I agree. Neil Greenberg joins us next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.